Sounds a little silly to talk about, but it is interesting that it's true. I was at a major community event earlier this week, the annual Words and Deeds Dinner that takes place for the benefit of CEJA downtown. And our member, Lisa Draper, who was a co-chair of the event, was up at the microphone so that the evening could begin with the hundreds and hundreds of people there. And as I'm sure you can't imagine, no one was paying attention. This was, after all, a Jewish event. So people aren't really paying attention to what's going on. And while it may have been part of the script or not, I don't know, she said, "Oh, I know what'll get your attention. Raptors in six." It is interesting how something that's not in any way an everyday occurrence can get hold of everybody, can grab everybody's attention in such a way. Of course, we all know that the Raptors winning the NBA championship is the theme of the Hebrew month of Sivan, which in a certain way it is. I will suggest as the following. Sivan's, no offense, little more lasting than what's going on in the city right now. But everything that goes on around leading up to Shavuot, which of course was observed last Motzei Shabbat, last Saturday night in the month of Sivan, is about acknowledging what's new. It's about the Chadash, that the new grain every year doesn't just show up because there was grain the previous year. That every time something happens that is chadash, that is new, it is itself something noteworthy, something huge, something significant, and something worthy, which is interesting, the way aside from just acknowledging the chadash, something that we should do two things about. First of all, we need to show gratitude. The idea of bringing the first fruit to the temple in Jerusalem, the ancient core of the holiday of Shavuot, was about allowing people to eat the new grain, because you don't take advantage, you don't appreciate something without first saying thank you, acknowledging that this is something bigger than just you, the basket of fruits you're holding in your hand, whatever symbolically that we have, is something that we should show gratitude for. I think grain that somebody actually created from their own hard work and sweat is its own way, something that more important to be grateful for than because some people won a basketball game. At the same time, what's also important that actually feels relevant to what's going on in the city right now is that people, when they would come with their basket of fruits, what they would also do is they would tell a story. The story that actually eventually also becomes the core of the Passover Haggadah in a different way from Parashat Ki Tavo in the Torah was what was called Vidui Bikurim, that when people brought what was new, their first fruits, they made a vidui, they made a confession, but they told a story. They said it started back then, and it had to do with this whole story of our ancestors in Egypt, and God freed us, and gave, et cetera, et cetera, and here we are now today. And so it's interesting that it is a human necessity as well as a Jewish imperative at moments of gratitude to tell a story. And you notice, as we were talking even before the service began, that there are different ways to tell the story of even what just happened. And so I will add two reflections on it before we move back to the service and more lasting and important things. One of them is, I admit, in the story of whatever it was just happened, I'm grateful that the big air quotes here, because it's just an interesting term, the star of what was what happened, and the MVP was this unusual person named Kawhi Leonard, who seems to know that he's a basketball player. an amazing, incredible basketball player, but he doesn't seem to think he's a politician, and he doesn't think he's a healthcare products provider, and he doesn't think that anything that comes out of his mouth is more important than everybody else because he has this one amazing ability. And who seems to also know that he doesn't have to get too upset or too excited about some of these things because that's his job, playing basketball at the highest level in the world. But to see somebody who happens to have perspective on what he's doing while he's doing all of these sort of things, it's hard to see how rare that is. But at the same time, it's wonderful to see that in a world where we've created all kinds of technology just to give people the opportunity to go me, 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 everything I see or everything I take a picture of before I eat it is important, that somebody who's at the center of that kind of a culture seems to have that kind of level of perspective. And that part of the story, I really appreciate it. The other thing that was worth reflecting on for me is that eventually, I've been following various sports since I was a child. Sports are interesting and they're fun. They're eventually a diversion. They're eventually something that gives us something else to focus on. Other than many other things in life. And that's not to be negative about it. It's just the description of it. There's a value of that, right? I found it interesting that last night after midnight, when I'm usually asleep, and now I get to go to sleep before midnight again. Yes. I did notice that I got a whole bunch of messages and texts on my phone from other people. So it is a distraction, but a distraction that in many ways was in almost every way was positive, and that brings people together. We here at Temple Sinai are lucky enough to have not one, but two partner congregations in Israel. Kilat Yozma Congregation of Modi'in, two Reform congregations in Israel. And the other one, of course, that's much newer and getting established is Congregation Ramot Shalom of Be'er Sheva. Most of the time, when I send a message or get a message from Yonatan, the co-chair of Ramot Shalom in Be'er Sheva, it's because there are missiles that are flying out of Gaza. And I'm worried about our people there, or he's letting me know, thank God, usually, that everybody's okay. I got a Go Raptors message from him after midnight last night. It should be a reminder, these moments, both of to enjoy what is new, to take a moment and not just pass it up, to appreciate it, in a positive way, and even to look for the meaningful stories in it that we can tell, but also to see how it can bring just a little bit of distraction and a little bit of positive moments to those who have bigger things to worry about. And I hope that the Raptors win again sooner than Yonatan and I have to be messaging about rockets flying out of Gaza. Although I'm afraid that won't be the case. Congratulations to all of us, because we won, right? Because all of our excellent basketball playing is why. I just love how people talk that way. But it is, it's a fun moment. I hope people take healthy, safe joy in it, and that it reminds people both to appreciate moments when they come and to have a broader perspective on some of the other moments that happen in our lives.